Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Today has been a year and a half that we have not been on the air. So this is the hiatus return of the Metal International Show, episode 19. Brian Dempsey, our host slash co-host, will be on very shortly. And I just want to go ahead and thank you all for listening. There's been a lot of changes, a lot of things that have co-inspired the show over the last year and a half, a lot of reasons that we have not been on the air. This is a 30-minute show compared to what we used to do was a normally like a three-hour show. So, yeah, really, really cool. And we got a lot of metal news tonight for you as well. Again, we've got a very, very awesome special guest calling tonight. I'm not going to go ahead and disclose who that is. We've got Justin Ray calling in as soon as he gets off work as well, another one of our co-hosts, one of our many co-hosts of the show. And, yeah, what it is. So let's go ahead and start the show first with a song before we go into the metal news. Out of the three songs that we have to play, I want to go ahead and play first a song by Motor Grader called Suffocate. Now, Motor Grader is a band that was made years and years ago by Ivan Moody, which now you can recognize him as the lead singer of Five Finger Death Punch. And this is, again, a song called Suffocate. They only made one album with Ivan Moody. They're still together now. So let's go ahead and do this. If I can get this to play, of course, which I'm having problems with. So we're going to go ahead and wait. Oh, yeah, there we go. Power up. We're going to go ahead and wait for Brian to chime in to the show, and then we will go ahead and play the song. Looks like I'm having some trouble with our soundboard, which is not abnormal for the show. It's always been a kind of a stigmata for us to have the tracks play. So we're going to go ahead and wait for Brian to call in. This is our 69th show. Just in the metal genre. And we're pushing 100 episodes from Elite Fiction, whether it be the Elite Fiction show, Man in the Van, G-Spot. And I'm talking to Brian right now. We're having some technical troubles. So we're going to go ahead and see how this goes. Brian Dempsey. Listeners, just go ahead and stay tuned. We'll have this worked out pretty quickly here. Okay, and there we go. We just had to refresh the page. My brother, my best friend in this world, Brian Dempsey, the host of the show, welcome.
What up? Took forever.
What's up, bro? A year and a half. As of 2 days ago, it's been a year and 6 months.
Say that again, I couldn't hear you.
Said as of 2 days ago on the 19th, March 19th was our last show where we played Acadia, was our last show on the air. And here we go, a year and a half later, we are back on the air.
Yeah.
For a 30-minute show.
It's been a long time.
Compared to, yeah, a long fucking time. Where we used to have a 3-hour show, now we have a 30-minute show. Listeners, again, thank you for being patient with the technical difficulties. We're back. Here we go again. This is going to be a weekly show every Monday, so it fits to mine and Brian's schedule. I hope that as soon as the money rolls in that we can go back to a 2 to 3 hour show again, hopefully on a Monday, which seems to be our allotted time. Works for both of us. Brian, how are you doing, man? I mean, this has been so long that we've been on the air. What has transpired? How do you feel about this, and what's going on in life?
Well, let's see. Still work for the huge internet shopping conglomerate, which I can't name. Going into the peak season for that, it should be interesting, as always. I was banned a few months ago. That kind of filled it out a little bit. Don't feel like everybody was into it as much as they said they were. A couple of us have decided to kind of put hold on things for, you know, the holiday season, and then once we're done with that, we're going to start off something new with probably all new people. So that's pretty much what's going on these days.
Awesome. Myself, I'm still unemployed. I can't tell you how many interviews I've bombed. I'm very happy to be back on the show, you know, more than anything. So yeah, life is good. You know, you gotta, if you're not on the streets begging for money with a placard in your hand, you're doing pretty fucking good. And that's been my story.
Right.
So I'm doing great. It's really, really awesome to be back on this show. This is going to be something that is going to build my spirits. So with that said, we have a special guest caller calling in tonight. Brian, you know who it is. We're waiting for Justin Ray to call. And apparently our special guest caller has got big news. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. Let's go ahead and jump in. I'm not really sure which of these three songs I want to play first. I'm going to go ahead and go with Devil You Know, which is Howard Jones, his new band, former from Killswitch, Engage. This is a song called How It Shall Be. Have not actually heard this song yet, so I'm kind of excited to hear it. Are you into Devil You Know, Brian?
Yeah, I like them a little bit. It's different than Killswitch. It's a lot more aggressive, I would say. Maybe that's the best way I can describe it.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a new for me, and hopefully for the listeners as well. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the return of the Metal International Show. 69 shows of metal so far. Here we go with How the End Shall Be. Yeah. see what you mean. That's a lot harder than fucking Killswitch, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think Howard wanted to kind of do him before Killswitch. And he did a damn good job.
It definitely reminds me of that band he was in before. I can't remember the name of it, but
Yeah, I can't either. Something blood something, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump into some metal news. Number one, have you heard the new Metallica, any of the songs from the new Metallica album?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm really surprised of how good it turned out, because, I mean, if you've listened to the show, you know, prior, we used to talk about it all the time, was a huge Metallica fan until probably right after the Black Album came out, and I was just kind of like, okay, this isn't, what is this, you know, and years went by, and then Saint Anger came out, and, Death Magnetic came out, they're all right. They did have one song that I will admit to really liking, and it was called All Nightmare Long. It's a great song. Cool video, too. Anyway, I listened to the first two tracks that they put out, you know, kind of teasing everybody. Moth to Flame and Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Both songs are, like, really shocking to me. So then I listened to a few other ones. It's not all thrash, you know, like everybody was, like, expecting. Oh, yeah, it's going to be it's still good. Still really good. I'm actually now a fan again of Metallica. So there you go.
Hardwired is the new album, and you can actually find an interview, by Corey Taylor interviewing them on Blabbermouth. Now, I give all props to Blabbermouth, because ours truly were featured on the website, and that was from Paul Mazurkiewicz interview.
Oh,
that
yeah.
From Cannibal Corpse, and that was probably our best venture that we've gained from the show. So you can find that. You can actually Google it. Just Paul Mazurkiewicz, Elite Fiction. You can find the interview, and that was really mind-blowing to see that. I'll never get over that. So you can find the Self-Destruct radio special by Corey Taylor from Slipknot interview about Hardwired on Blabbermouth. Just go ahead and Google that. As far as other metal news, Lamb of God has got an unreleased song called Culling that you can find on Blabbermouth as well. It's actually ready to stream if you go ahead and look that up as well. I Hate God, frontman. Okay, he needs a liver transplant. When you fucking go on the road for years and years at a time and drink your ass off, you're going to need a liver transplant. Maybe God doesn't like him as well. So,
I don't know. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, Mike Williams is needing a liver transplant to subside all the alcoholism that he's dealt through. So you can find that as well. The Ginger Pumpkin, this new president we have, I cannot fucking believe this. It's like a cartoon. Has Vince Neil actually performing at the presidential inauguration. He does some shit. You can find that story as well. Featured wrestler.
Everybody gets old, dude. Vince Neil needed some money.
Yeah, exactly. Phil Anselmo's video, Caught Up in the Gears of Application, is available right now. Phil has done very well for himself in the late years. So you can find that as well on Blabbermouth. That's on page, looks like 17, for Superjoint, looking like a badass, which he is. So one thing I'll go ahead and talk about. There's no replacement for Scott Weiland. Stone Temple Pilots have made a decision about a new singer. And I'm not really sure who this guy is. Actually, I do now as I look further. His name is Jeff Gutt from the X Factor TV show, of all things. How that's going to prevail, I'm not sure. I'm really kind of looking forward to it. Stone Temple Pilots have an amazing lineup musically. So let's see how this goes with this new guy. The Journey is back together. Arnold Pedena says that he hopes that they get into the Rock Hall of Fame so that he can actually meet Steve Perry. I had no idea. Yeah. That's kind of cool, though, you know. I always knew that, you know, Filipino Arnel Pineda was a huge fan of Steve Perry. He was a street performer that did his voice, which is uncanny. It sounds just like him. So I hope that happens, just in case that he gets to meet him. So, that's pretty cool. Inner Sandman. Metallica is actually performing Inner Sandman with literally children's musical instruments. You can find this on...
Yeah, I did see that.
This was on Jimmy Fallon, rather. Not Joey. Jimmy Fallon. They were on the show. Lars and the rest of the band played children's instruments doing Inner Sandman. You can actually find this on Blabbermouth as well, which I think is really... fucking stupid, but humorous. Have you heard of the show, not show, but have you heard of the movie, rather, directed by Slipknot's clown called Officer Down?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that.
Me too. And the whole premise behind this is that it's an officer that gets killed many, many times in the movie that comes back to life.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
It's going to be good. It's got the actor that played Tig on Sons of Anarchy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he plays Officer Down, and the trailer looks hilarious. So
that's crazy. We've got one more news story, actually a couple more, but let's go ahead and jump back in. Here we go. I'm going to save the best for last. However, here we go. This is the band that we had on the show when we were at the Wednesday Night Metal Mania show. I think this was episode 9. This is Funeral for a Clown. This is one of their new tracks. It's called Here I Am. And here we go. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. Here we go. Here I Am by Funeral for a Clown.
Oh, my God.
Funeral for a Clown.
They've gotten, I didn't know they could get better, but they damn sure have proved me wrong. I thought they were just awesome as, you know, they were good. They were a great band before. Now they're even better. Like, Jesus. Don't let the name fool you. And it sounds like a funny name for a band, but I think it does that on purpose.
Yeah, for sure, man. We've got 4 minutes left in the show, and we've got a 3-minute song to go. The last metal news that I have is that I wanted to save this for the last. Queen is getting back together. They have a new singer called Adam Lambert, which I've never heard of. Who's going to replace
Adam Levine? Back up. Adam Levine?
Adam Lambert.
Okay, just look up here, guy. Oh, that guy. That's who I was thinking. Yeah, no. Look him up, dude. That's all I'm saying. I'm not into this whole reunion. I mean, that's cool, it's not Queen.
You know, that's the reason I wanted to make the last announcement of the show. How the hell are you going to replace Freddie Mercury? It doesn't make any sense.
You can't.
No.
That's like the new Sublime with Rome. Like, you can't replace somebody that's a front man like that. You just can't. That's like Iron Maiden firing Bruce Dickinson and getting somebody. No, dude, you can't do that. It's like the new Ghostbusters movie. It's not the same thing. I didn't watch that shit either. So, yeah. Ugh.
Brian,
I feel like Peter Griffin right now.
This goes to show how fast
I really grind my gears. All right, well, let's play Motigrator, man, because I haven't heard him in forever.
Yeah, we've got the title track, too. Before we leave, I just want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. We're back. Every week, we'll be back again. They may be 30-minute episodes, which are short, as you can see here. However, we will be moving into the longer episodes like we were used to. It may take some time. The most important thing is that we're back. So here we go to go and close out the show. Brian, love you, bro. Here we go with Motigrator.
Love you too, man. What's the fate?